Welcome to the Real Life Cooking Podcast. I'm Kate Shaw, and this week we're going to learn how to make lime crema. In the process, we'll learn how to zest and juice citrus fruit, in this case lime, and how to peel and mince garlic. Lime crema is really easy to make, but don't substitute anything or leave any ingredients out. I am not a huge fan of sour cream or garlic, but I love lime, so I gave this recipe a try. Now I'm obsessed with eating lime crema on everything. It's delicious. I make it with a 16-ounce tub of sour cream, double the salt to half a teaspoon, but use just one clove of garlic, peeled and minced very fine. You can double the garlic too if you like. I zest one entire lime and use as much juice from the lime as I can get, and that's enough. You'll need a small mixing bowl for this one, or a medium mixing bowl if you're using a 16-ounce carton of sour cream. Take all the sour cream out of the carton and put it in the bowl. Add the salt and mix it in with a spoon. Then you're going to need to zest your lime. Zesting a citrus fruit is easy. It's one of those things where it's easier if you have the right tool. But if you don't have the right tool, it's still not too hard. You just have to be a little extra careful. The right tool is a microplane or micro zester. I got one for Christmas a few years ago and I love it. The zest is the peel of a citrus fruit, but only the part of the peel that has color. The layer underneath the color is white and has a bitter flavor. Ideally, you want to get the color off, but not any of the white part, which is called the pith. This is easy with a microplane, but if you don't have one, you can use the small holes in a cheese grater. I have the kind of cheese grater that's just a piece of metal with sharp holes poked through it. You rub the lime over the sharp points and it grates off the surface. You have to be careful not to grate one place too long or you'll go through into the pith. The easiest way to use a cheese grater to zest citrus is to set the grater over the mixing bowl, hold it in place with your off hand, and rub the fruit over the small points. The zest will fall directly into the bowl. This sounds way more complicated than it is, trust me. And there's nothing that makes me feel more gourmet than adding zest to a recipe. Plus, it adds a ton of flavor and little specks of color. Juicing a lime is easy even if you don't have any kind of juicer. Just stick a fork into the lime after you've zested it, push the fork tines around inside the lime to break open the little juicy bits, and squeeze the juice into a bowl. You can get a lot of juice out of even a small lime this way. Just keep sticking the fork into it and breaking up the membranes that contain juice. Make sure you zest the lime before you juice it. If you juice it first, it loses its shape and is much harder to zest. Next, you need to peel and mince a garlic clove. A head of garlic looks like a little white paper purse full of marbles. You may have seen it at the store and thought, "Ooh, that is expensive and I don't know what to do with it." It's only expensive because it's probably marked as so much per pound, but pick up one of those pieces. It weighs almost nothing. So it's not that expensive. Don't be intimidated. You can handle the garlic. Peel some of the papery outer parts off the garlic and you'll start to see that the marbles are little teardrop-shaped pieces encased in their own little paper shells. Pull one off and you have a garlic clove. Whenever a recipe calls for a clove of garlic, that's what it means. But unless the recipe specifically says to leave the clove unpeeled, you'll need to peel it. It's really easy. Take a sharp, non-serrated knife like a paring knife and cut the little flat end of the clove off. This is the place where the clove of garlic was attached to the garlic head. Once you've cut that off, you can just grab the papery ends of the covering with your fingernails and peel them off. Sometimes they can be hard to get off, but you can use the knife to scrape them off a little. There you go, your garlic is peeled and ready to use. If you get the peel off and the garlic is brown, your garlic is old and you need to get fresh garlic. The garlic should be white or nearly white. Try another clove or two to see if they're still fresh. If the garlic clove has started to sprout, that's okay. You can just discard the sprout, although I usually just mince it up and throw it in too. Someone tell me if I'm going to die doing this. I'm pretty sure garlic isn't poisonous at any stage. Sometimes the clove has started to sprout, but the sprout died, which will leave a strip of brown or green-brown in the middle. You can discard that, too, and safely use the rest of the garlic. In this case, you want to mince the garlic very fine. I just used the paring knife and cut the garlic clove into thin slivers, then cut those slivers into strips, then cut those strips into teeny cubes. Garlic has a good firm texture and is easy to cut, so this is actually much easier to do than it sounds, although it is fiddly. You can get a little gadget that will chop up garlic, but I've never used one. If you use a lot of garlic, though, it might be worth trying one out. After you're done, your hands will be garlicky. Here's a tip to remove the smell. Wash your hands normally, then wipe them on the metal sink spigot. You'll need to do this repeatedly, but the metal literally will remove most, if not all, of the garlic smell from your skin. It'll remove onion smell, too. My Aunt Cynthia taught me this decades ago, and every time I do it, I think of her. So you've added the lime zest and juice and the minced garlic to your salt and sour cream mixture. Mix it up well with a big spoon, then return it into the sour cream container and put it back in the fridge. You might want to label the container so you don't forget you have God's own food in it instead of plain old boring sour cream. You can use lime crema as a dip for chips, as a topping for rice or vegetables or Mexican dishes like burritos, as a spread for cold cut wraps or sandwiches, or you can just stand in the kitchen with the fridge door open, eating it out of the carton with a spoon. It keeps in the fridge for a good week, even two. If you want to make this recipe, but you're not really sure what you want to make with it, later in May, I'm going to run an episode about chicken tacos with sweet potatoes, and it's going to call for lime crema. I was going to run that next week, but I thought, strawberries are in season, so I really want to get some strawberry recipes out there for the first couple of weeks of May, but it won't be long, and then we can all eat chicken tacos because they are so, so good. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find Real Life Cooking Podcast at reallifecooking.blueberry.net. That's blueberry without any E's. Now get out there and enjoy your food.